Thank you, Chair. Two rather brief points. First of all, let me begin by registering my delegation's support for the French-Indian proposal for the Article 7 database. We think it's high time to move on this topic, and this is an important proposal. Secondly, we appreciate Kenya's statement on gender, and I'd like to gently push back on the distinguished representative of the Russian Federation's point with regards to gender. Of course, the matter of urgency and how we determine urgency is rather subjective. We view this matter as quite urgent, especially when it comes to responding to, for instance, pandemics, but also in the wake of the use of biological weapons, if that ever occurs. And effective response, of course, requires the consideration of gender differences. The representative of the Russian Federation noted the necessity of more expert consideration and further study of the topic, and we are always supportive of more expert consideration and more research. But I should also like to note that much research on this topic has already been done. I refer, for instance, to a few recent UNIDIR reports that specifically mention the differential gendered impacts when it comes to biological weapons use, biological incidents, etc. In our view, this issue should not be controversial when it comes to organizing effective and efficient responses to biological incidents. Thank you very much, Chair.